Oh, Father, we're just in awe of that precious Son, Jesus. We're so thankful for the Lamb of God. We're so grateful for the blood so freely poured out for us. God, we're so grateful again that that love just continues on and on. And oh, what great love wherewith we are loved. Lord, let us just delight in the grace of God today. Let us just be thankful for the mercy, Lord. Oh, it's so undeserved, this undeserved and unmerited favor that we have from you. But God, we know that we're highly favored because you see us as your Son. We've accepted him as Savior, Lord God, and we know that you see us, hallelujah, as your beloved Son. We're so grateful for the life that's come to live in us. Now, Lord, let it live abundantly. God, let us just yield to this wonderful grace message. Let us give over to the glory that you want to build in our lives today. Lord, we know it's your Son to be magnified in him alone. Thank you, Jesus, for this. God, we're grateful for your word. We're thankful for these hearts that are here today. God, anoint each and every one of us. Lord, we're hungry, whether we know it or not. We hunger for the things of God. And thank you, you've sent it all in your Son. We've got the word. We have it all. Lord, let us feast upon it today. Let your Holy Spirit open it up. Open our hearts to receive it. We give you the thanks, the praise, the glory, and honor. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Now, a couple weeks back, brothers and sisters, if you were here, we rejoiced in what a grace church is. What a grace church is. And thanks be to God, we know without a doubt that means totally, completely, only his workmanship. Started, hallelujah, performed, and finished all by him, through him, and for him. Praise be to God. A sweet, wondrous grace church. And then I was so thankful the Lord took me last week and took me out to Kansas City to the 100th anniversary of Grace and Glory. Grace and Glory. And he's just been dealing with my heart in that grace and glory, those precious two. And you heard me right, those precious two. I have just been infatuated, to be honest with you, pretty much delirious, I have to admit, that he's put this in my heart in such an expansive way, and I'm trusting him today to constrain me, and yes, I'll even pray that he constrain you too. God keep us sober here for a moment, and then we just don't know, maybe we'll just break forth in praise. But grace and glory. Now you see, Jesus Christ is full of grace and truth. So he is already filled with all glory. Jesus Christ is already all glorious within. So that grace in itself is all glory. James 2:1 tells us that Jesus Christ is the Lord of glory. 2 Corinthians 4:6, the glory of God is in the face of Jesus Christ. And then in Romans 16:27 it says, all glory is through Jesus Christ. So we can understand completely who this grace is, our glorious Jesus Christ. But here we have glory right alongside this grace. So this glory has to be something mighty special. And you know why? Because grace always does that. Do you know that? Grace always makes things special. Grace always has to come first, brothers and sisters. Or glory could never appear. That's what he's getting at today. I hope you understand this. Let's pay attention to that one more time. Grace always has to come first, or glory could never happen. Glory could never be there without marvelous grace. The man had to come first, or the glory, his glory, woman, would have never appeared. She, his glory, has to come out of him. Just as Eve came out of Adam, so praise God, the wondrous bride is going to come forth and is coming forth out of Jesus Christ so sweetly today, right out of his own glorious body. There's a rib portion. My goodness, brothers and sisters, it's calling out so sweetly to us, she's there. Now, in Ephesians chapter 3, you think about it. Paul prays there, and he says that they might be filled with all the fullness of God. Not some, not part, not a little bit. But that's why I love our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. He gives you everything. Every time he gives everything that he has. It's all there. He's given everything to us. That's the Father that we have. He withholds nothing. I've given it all to you. And praise God, that was Brother Paul's heart in giving out the message of Christ. He didn't try to think about, well, what do they need today? What are we going to do? No, he said, I withheld nothing. I'm here by God's grace to give you everything. And by God's grace, when I come to this pulpit, I pray, Lord, you just have your way. Cookies on the shelf, absolutely. But let me tell you something. The Lord's cookie is so deep, so wide, so high, so mighty. Amazing. But let's feast on the cookie today. But in that third chapter, Paul's prayer, he says that they might be filled with all the fullness of God. Now you think about it. What is the fullness of God? Well, it's very simple. It's Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ, very God of very God. So it's not just safe to say, brothers and sisters, but it would even be perfect to say, the bride is filled with all the fullness of God. Amen. Amen. And why is she filled with all the fullness of God? Because she's filled with Jesus Christ, who is full of grace and truth. And then there in Revelation, she could never descend from heaven having the glory of God without being filled with all the fullness of God. She's got it. She is it. Hallelujah. She has won him because she has got the glory. Do you see the prize all enwrapped in that? She's won. Praise the Lord. Just as Christ Jesus himself said, Tielio, upon that cross, it is finished. I have done it. It's over. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. Just as she will say, I have won him. I have finished my course with joy. Brother Paul said this. But he said, see, it wasn't just for me only to say these things. Don't just rejoice for me. Don't just see it afar off. Don't just be as those sons of the prophet there. I want to be like an Elisha. I want to get in there. I want to follow that wondrous calling. I don't want to be ashamed of the gospel of Christ. I want the double portion. Oh, they love the Lord. They love to behold the glory out there. They were looking at it. But Elisha said, oh no, there's a calling out there. There's a double portion. I know these things. I can behold it or I can enter into it. I can apprehend this wonderful Christ who has apprehended me. Do you see the double portion there? Praise the Lord. Once we became saved, hallelujah, taking him as our personal Savior, isn't it wonderful that we know that at that moment we were in Christ's hands, God's hand, and no man can ever pluck them out of their hand. It's over. It's done. Finished. Isn't that awesome? So I know that he's got me. I know that I'll never be separated from his love. But now the question is, will you apprehend me? I hold you all the time. I love you. I've cared for you. I've nurtured you. I've given you everything. What can you render unto me? Take that cup of salvation and drink. You know what the cup of salvation is? It's Jesus Christ. You know how you take of it? You just embrace him. You love him. You want to touch him. Just as John laid his head upon Jesus' breast, we do the same today. And even more powerfully because we have the anointing, the power of his might, the Holy Ghost. Can you imagine? Oh my goodness. What God has brought us into. How we should be singing his praises and praising the Lord. Yea, and all that is within me. Amen. Now, we see in the Old Testament that they beheld the glory of God. Wonderful. All throughout the Old Testament, it says it many, many times, that they beheld the glory of God. They saw it there. It was awesome. It was splendor, incredible, beyond. But remember the day and the age that we live in. Who is able to do what? Exceeding abundantly. See, isn't that amazing? Not just exceeding and all we ask, but exceeding abundantly above all we ask or think. That's where we live. This is the time that we have. This is where God has brought us into, and He did. And He gave us a better thing. That's Hebrews 11:40. Go read it and rejoice for yourself. He's writing about you. This is for us, brothers and sisters. This is ours. God help us that we see that this word is being spoken to us personally. It's not to someone else. It's to me. Jesus Christ is my personal Savior. And He happens to be your personal Savior. Isn't that wonderful? Isn't that just awesome? Know it. As the sister sang, and He walks with me, and He talks with me, and He tells me I am His own. Hallelujah! I've heard Him say that, and I know He means it. And He's not kidding. He's serious. He's serious. Oh, my goodness. Now, they could behold the glory, but listen to this. 2 Thessalonians 2:14. It tells us there that we are called by Paul's gospel. See, there's that Paul's gospel again. See, by God's grace, you're not going to enter in. A brother was talking to me this morning around some very precious saints. All saints are precious. They may not act precious, but they are. They have Jesus Christ. Love them. Pray for them. That they just really get a vision of who they are. That ugliness they might be caught up in, or that just animosity, or just that ornery, that's old self, that's dead. We're new. We have the life of Christ in us, that beautiful, wonderful, glorious life. It's all there. All there. Isn't it awesome? But He was saying how, oh, it's so sweet to be around anybody who loves the Lord, but they just don't know those things. They haven't heard those things. You've heard these things. You've heard Paul's gospel. And Paul's gospel is preached here. Not magnifying Paul in any way, shape, or form. But that was the vessel that he chose to bring forth this message. And it says to follow him as he followed Christ. It's simple, isn't it? Aren't you thankful that God gives you such a direct response all the time? There's no gray area. It said, this is it. This is the one. This is the person that I've put this in. This is the one that's going to come and to tell you about, yea, the deep things of God. It's been hidden in ages past. It's a mystery. But you know what now? I want you to know this. I want you to enter into this. All of those types and wonderful signs and shadows in the Old Testament, they were all there. But thanks be to God, it's open to us. This isn't a fairy tale. It's the Word of God. You wouldn't be in a church if you didn't believe that there was God. I don't believe you'd be in this church if you didn't love Jesus. But that's just the beginning. You've just begun. And by God's grace, I'm telling you, when you're really in love, it's like it's new every day, isn't it? And just as Jesus Christ comes in and He woos us and He takes us and He tells us, you're mine. You're mine, honey. It gets better every day. He's just that way. He's beyond finding out. It even says when we get to heaven, it's the exceeding riches of His grace to us. I remember when I was a little guy, I was thinking of heaven. Well, got to thinking, well, I'd be there this long. What are we going to do up there that long? We can only do that so long and this so long. Well, when I was a child, I thought as a child. But then I grew up. And you know how you grow? You grow in grace and in the knowledge. And you know where that is? It's right there in the Bible. It's the only place it's going to be. It's not in this imagining things. Oh, no. It's yea, the deep things of God by my Spirit, saith the Lord. So, brothers and sisters, this is incredible. But right back there in 2 Thessalonians 2:14, it says, we have been called by Paul's gospel to obtain the glory of Jesus Christ. Not just behold it anymore, but obtain it. Drink it in. Accept it into our lives. Allow the Lord to build that glory in this vessel. Turn with me over to Colossians chapter 1. I love to hear all those pages. You've been wheeling and dealing in that Bible there, going back and forth. Wonderful, I hear it. Nothing better than to hear the pages of the Word of God. But in Colossians 1, 25. We'll begin reading there. This is Paul speaking. Wherefore I am made a minister. Isn't that wonderful? See what God has to make it, doesn't he? According to the dispensation of God, which is given to me for you to fulfill the word of God. And that word fulfill means to complete the word of God. Paul's gospel completed the message of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. It's still all God's word. We understand that. But this was the message that was brought through this vessel. Even, now listen to this, even the mystery which has been hid. See, I wasn't just making that up. I wasn't just saying those things. We're going to search the scripture to see that those things are so. Isn't that wonderful? Amen. Be a Berean saint. Praise the Lord that we rightfully divide the word of God. Amen. Even the mystery which has been hid from ages and from generations. See, it wasn't made known. Those prophets of old, whether it was Daniel, they wanted to look into that. So badly, they saw something was there. It was exciting to them. Praise the Lord. But God would shut that up. He said, this isn't for you. As I said in Hebrews 11:40, go read it. It says a better thing for you and you and you and you and you and you than even all of those worthies of faith that goes in through there by faith, by faith, by faith, by faith. We're talking Abraham, Moses, Jacob, Ruth, all those wondrous ones. But a better thing for you. I tell you what, I'm in privileged company. I'm telling you, I am in privileged company. We just don't even realize. And that's why when you do get a vision, that's when you'll cherish the vessels of Christ. That's when you will, by God's grace, be encouraged to be a joy, to be a salve, to be encouraged, to be around, again, God's anointed. Praise His name. Even the mystery which hath been hid from ages and from generations, but now is made manifest to who? To His saints. See, this isn't made manifest to sinners. This is something better. These people already know the Lord. They already know Him. But there's something even more for the saints. Isn't that incredible? That's awesome. Let's get excited about what we should be excited about. To whom God would make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you. See, it's already there. Isn't that awesome? He already delivered it when you asked Him into your heart. That's the beauty of it all. The mystery's already there. Christ in you, the hope of glory. Oh, God. Sober for a moment longer. Whom we preach, warning every man and teaching every man in all wisdom. See, I love Paul's alls. I've just been rejoicing in Paul's alls. That's the Holy Spirit. So complete, fully furnished. And here it is. That we may present every man perfect in Jesus Christ. Perfect. Fully grown. Mature, adult, complete. Amen. This is amazing stuff. Now think about this again. This was not made manifest to sinners. This wasn't something of old. This was something new. This is now being made manifest to people that are already saved. But something more, a better thing. And what is it? To know the riches. That's in you. The riches that's in you. Because Christ is in a saint. And this is what he's saying, that the eyes, see Ephesians 1:18, that the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that ye may know the hope of his calling. Not your calling. Hear that all the time. What's my calling? No. Yeah, you know what it is? It's the hope of his calling. I got one amen. Be convicted. It's yours. I love it. By God's grace. I know. Sometimes we're a little bit shy. And it's okay. And it's wonderful. And God just make you the vessel that you are. But that we may know the hope of His calling. And what the riches of the glory of His inheritance in His saints. Do you know how much He loves you? Do you know that you're His total investment? Do you realize that all of the riches of His glory is in the saints? Because He put His Son, He gave His only begotten for you. That's how magnificent this is. It is about Christ in me, the hope of glory. It's not about me. It's about Christ in me, the hope of glory. And that's why He's so attentive. That's why the Father is just so there all the time. That's why He says, come boldly, honey, to the throne of grace. I know every need because I gave you every one that you have. Every weakness you got today, every infirmity you got, your sickness, your doubts, your misery, those dark places, I'm telling you, I know you because I made you. I saw you in ages past. I know exactly who you are. But I know, more importantly, who I want you to be. I want you to be Christ in me, the hope of glory. All right. He wants you to grow up. He does. He wants you to grow up. I got to stay on it. Got to stay on this. Now, how's that, brother? How are we going to grow up? With open face, beholding, as in a glass, the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. That's 2 Corinthians 3:18. Beholding as in a glass, the glory of the Lord. See, that's the mirror. Here's who you are. Do you believe Galatians 2:20? Do you? Well, whether you believe it or not, if you're a Christian, it happened to you. I am crucified with Christ. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yea, but not I, but Christ liveth in me. Now that's who we are. That's who you are. This is what He's getting at here. Just be who you are. I live in you. I've given you my life. There's no going back. You can fight. You can struggle. You can wrestle with it. Why? Why? Just think in the natural how stupid we would be. Okay, I'm born a human being. I got to be about 16, 17. Well, I'm going to wrestle with being a human being. Well, I'm not going to be a human being anymore. I'm going to bark like a dog. I'm going to grow my hair or shave it off. I don't know which way you're going to go. But I can act this way. I can smell awful bad and all that. But people would finally look at, you are messed up, but you are a human being. You ask Christ Jesus into your heart. You may be acting a little messed up, but you're a son of God. You're a child of the King. I've given you all the full potential of perfection. And that perfection, you're already perfect, honey. That's what He's saying. You're already as human as human's going to be. You're already as holy is going to be. You're already as righteous is going to be. I already took you and I already seated you in the heavens in Christ with me. You're already seated there. I call you a son of God now. This isn't a test. It's done. So what perfection is He talking about? Grow up. Mature. See, it's a shame when young people don't, in the natural, live up to the ability that they are, huh? When they don't take school serious or they want to go messing around. I'm talking naturally speaking in things that we shouldn't mess around in. They want to give themselves over to alcohol or drugs. They want to run in the world. It's a shame. Because in the natural, all it does is steal from you. Sometimes it even kills you. But we're talking something so far above that and so beyond. I'm talking about the things of God. I'm talking about your forever. By God's grace, I'm talking about who you are in Christ, the forever. And just as you could starve your body with dope, and you could ruin and wreck your body with alcohol, with error, and not being preached the full counsel of God, you will not grow up into Him in all things. You'll be starved. You'll be as a little one. You'll be affected and afflicted. As the Lord told those Galatians, He said, "Oh, who hath bewitched you? You started so well. You started out in the grace of God. Now you're going to be made perfect by your works, you nut? Huh? Come on, think about these things. Huh? Now think about us here in this wonderful meeting that God's given us, in this glorious message we've been preached all these years. What you going to add to it? Or what you going to take away from it? God help us, huh? You know, the Lord told, just stay with the stuff. I've given you everything. Just stay in it. Amen. You see how simple it is? Manna not enough for you? Oh, really? Okay, I'll give you some quail. It'll be coming out your nose before long. Huh? Be satisfied with the things of God, because there's nothing like it. You're eating at the King's table every day when you'll satisfy yourself there. Problem is, so many of God's precious people think that they're high and haughty in their own mind, and it's so silly, because think about it. They're outside instead of eating in the King's table, they're eating at a garbage can. And that's the truth. You'd say, what is wrong with you? We've got this table in here. It's all set. I got turkey and lobster and I got all this stuff. And you're out there and you're going through scraps. You're eating paper. Huh? Come on. All right. The full potential is there. I think you get it. He put it in us. And brothers and sisters, by yielding to the Spirit, I love this one. Even the things that eye has not seen. And even the things that ear has not heard. And even the things that have not entered into the hearts of man. What God has prepared for them that love Him. Didn't stop there. He said, but God... Aren't you thankful for the but gods in the Word of God? You hath revealed them unto us by His Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things, yea, the deep things of God. Where'd brother go today? Oh, I don't know. He just kind of disappeared into glory. I don't want to go deep. I don't want to kick around at the shore no longer. I told you about that time. I think it was because all those years at swim team. Getting up. It was just an awful hour. I don't even know what it was. It was nighttime, all I can remember. Time to go swimming, get in the pool. You know, swim team had to meet like at 4:30 in the morning. But I never really, I think, liked water after that in all those years. Never really wanted to get in it. Never wanted to have anything to do with it. But then one day, went out there, and the Lord took me out to St. John and St. Thomas and them islands. And He showed me an ocean. It was so glorious, so beautiful to look at. It was amazing. I could see all the way through it. Different parts of it were just clear as crystal. Could see all the way to the bottom for hundreds of feet. And then, get this, it was even warm. I said, you got to be kidding me. I just thought that was kind of silly stuff. No, I'd heard about it. They told me. I'd kind of seen it as I was on that ship. And then I started flicking my foot in there. And I'm going to tell you, before long, I was out there so far, I worried all of them. Just like I'm worrying a lot today. I got out there. I'm okay. I really am. I'm okay. You lose your mind in Jesus, you're just fine. You get excited about the things of God and people call you a nut, you're doing great. They couldn't get me out. I didn't want to come back. It was just too glorious. Amen? Amen. Well, I'm telling you something. I've been reading about those joyful saints there in Philippians. The saints that listen to the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. And brothers and sisters, it's given me a boldness like never before. It really is. Amen. By His grace, I want this glory. I do. Because He desires the glory for me. Let's get it right. Nothing of me. I'm only going to be found by His grace in His righteousness. But that's all the glory, see. That's all His workmanship. To apprehend Him. To be His prized possession. The goodly pearl. What do you think about that? Are you delirious by God's grace? To be that dazzling company. Descending from heaven. Having the glory of God. I think you are. It's okay. Sometimes when you're in love like that, you can't shout. You're just stunned. Stunned with the beauty. Stunned with His glory. But you know, He's like that too. I don't think He'd ever be speechless, but maybe so. All I know is that one king, when he saw Esther all decked out, all he could say was, "Oh, honey, it's all yours. You're just so beautiful. It's all yours." Do you know He's saying that to you today? If you'll take it. He's telling you, that's how I see you. That's how I see you. That's my vision for you. So you got to have, see, the hope of His calling, that's His vision. So you got to see what He wants to see in you. That is in you. That's there. That all He's just saying, come forth. Come forth. Be who you are. I've decked you out. You're all glorious. You're all beautiful. Whom having not seen ye love, in whom though ye now you see Him not, you believe. Huh? I believe that's you. You love Him, you believe Him. You rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory. Think about that. Full of glory joy. This is a joy that is beyond description. Beyond mortal words. Joy that is only revealed and understood as full of glory. For the joy that was set before Him, He endured the cross. How about the full of glory joy that was set before Him. Do you know He saw that too? Oh, He did. You know He did die on that cross for the sin of all men. But when He was up on that cross, brothers and sisters, with Him was His pierced side. The rib. The glorious type of the ones that would suffer together with Jesus Christ. What do you think? That be glorified together with Him? That would even come out of Him. A glorious body like unto His own. They too shall be one flesh.
He is risen. He is risen. He has given His life. And He waits. And He longs. Jesus.
Father, we give You the praise in the name of Your Son. We thank You again for Your work in us. God, thank You for this time that You so sweetly are wooing the hearts of those that will respond. Father, there's no coincidence or accident that we're here today. Your word is sharper than any two-edged sword. It's cutting today. It's dividing. It's getting down to the very intents of the heart of man. God, there's people here that love you today, and I know that. And I'm so thankful. And you're so thankful. But you're calling out today. Are you in love with me? Will you be in love with me? Lord, yes, it is a pressing time. And there is an urgency. The time of departure, it's at hand. The signs are here, and it's so wondrously beautiful. As you said, when you see these things, look up, for your redemption draweth nigh. God, help us to be in tune. Help us to be awake. Help us to not be sleeping through this. Young, middle-aged, old here today, let us rise up and hear you say, my love, my fair one, and come away. We give you the praise in Jesus' name. Amen.